It might be, but I'm going to use three more to demonstrate something that I learned this week. And Satan's told me all week long, don't take that in there. That's foolish. But if you get something out of it, share it with the next man. Amen? That's what I want to do. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to the book of James. James chapter number 1. We'll read the first four verses. James chapter number 1, in verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. James 1:1, I'll preach a little title this morning, Endurance So We Don't Fizzle Out. Endurance So We Don't Fizzle Out in 2021. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I thank you that you are the reason that we don't fizzle out. Lord God, you are the reason. Your word is the reason this morning that we can come to the house of God this morning and study a portion of your word. Lord God, the sun is coming up in the morning. And Lord God, all sickness and pain, they're going to come a day. None of them things will be named in heaven. Lord God, none of them things will be over there where we're going to be with you, the ones that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I thank you for that this morning. I would ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I'd pray everything that I would say would be under the according of your word. Father God, I'd pray when the lights are cut off, it's recorded in heaven that your will's been done. Lord, I thank you for Jesus Christ. Bless this time, bless this reading. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. James chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Enduring so we don't fizzle out in 2021. Endurance, I want you to get this morning. Endurance is a key element in a Christian's life. Many times as Christians, we serve the Lord. We get excited for Christ. We jump around. Man, we hoop and we holler and we do all kind of things and are faithful to the Lord. And then, boom, we fizzle out. Boom, the excitement's gone. Boom, the enthusiasm's gone. Boom, nobody's getting saved in the church. Boom, there is no baptism. And we think that he's no longer working. But I have good news this morning from the authority of heaven. He's still on the throne, and he's still working. And he's still saving people. And people are still being baptized. People are still being healed. People are still being delivered because we serve a God that can. Can I get amen? Why must we endure and not fizzle out in 2021? In verse number 1, I want to give you the first reason why I believe that the Bible teaches that we must not fizzle out, but we must continue to do what God's called us to do. Number 1, we must endure because we have a character to protect. You and I have a character to protect. You know me and I know you, and you have a character and I have a character. Glory. Johnny Hunt said something this weekend. Glory to God. He said, if your closest best friend doesn't know that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, then you're not a follower of Jesus Christ. If your closest best friend that you've known all your life, hey, they don't know that you've been born again. He said, evidently, you've not been born again. As Brother Barnes said this morning, if he's done something for you, you ought to tell somebody. Can I get amen? Number 1, we endure because we have a character to protect. Look what James said here in chapter number 1, verse number 1. He said, James, a servant of God. He didn't say he was a superman. He didn't say he was a special man. All he said is I'm a servant of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. He says, I'm a servant of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 3, the Bible says, thou for endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. This morning, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you have no other reason. You have nothing else to shout about but that Jesus saves. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning, if I can give you anything for 2021, when 2021 is over, you should still be sitting in the same place as you're sitting this morning. Hey, shouldn't nothing change? Man, you should still be on fire for God. It doesn't matter what this year brings. You are a servant of Jesus Christ if you've been born again. You know what? A servant does what the master says to do. The servant doesn't tell the master what to do. The master tells the servant what to do. Can I get an amen? He says this morning, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, he says, greetings. He says this morning he had a character that was of desire this morning. He had a voluntarily, he served Jesus Christ. Nobody made him serve Jesus. Nobody commanded him to serve Jesus. But because he was a servant, he served Jesus Christ. Number one this morning, if you have a character this morning and you've been born again, you must have a desire in your life to serve Jesus Christ. This morning I want you to know there is no preacher can put the desire for you to serve Jesus in your heart. There's no youth leader, hey, can put a desire for you to serve Jesus in your heart. There's no deacon can put a desire in your heart to serve Jesus. There's no church in the United States of America can give you a desire to serve Jesus. Do you know who gives you the desire to serve Jesus Christ? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. It's God alone. He says this morning, we have a character of desire, but also we have a character of dedication this morning. When you get that desire where God would have it to be in your life and you're focused on God Almighty, I want you to know this morning, the preacher won't have to beg you to come to church. Can I get an amen? He won't have to look all over the world to try to find you when your desire gets right. Woo! Hallelujah! Your dedication will get right. Can I get amen? When that desire gets right where God would have it to be, and the only thing that you're focusing on is Jesus Christ, and that desire gets there, your dedication will get right where it needs to be. James, a servant of God and of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I look around this room this morning, I'm just caught off guard. I see babies everywhere. I see a baby here got a bottle in its mouth. Screamed, never got upset. I looked over here and there's a baby. Never got upset. So why is that, preacher? Thank God for mamas and momos got them babies in church. Amen. You grow up in church, you'll know church, amen? But I say this, if you grow up in church, you'll know Jesus. Can I get amen? It won't be long that Holy Spirit will start stirring inside of you, wanting you to be saved as you get to that age of accountability, wanting you to be a servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to know if it wasn't for her, I'm talking about the church, I'd have never met him. If it wasn't for a place like this, I'd have never met a man named Jesus. Friends, this morning I want you to know the church as a servant of our Lord and Savior, and he is the one that shows us the way. Look what he says in the word here. He says we have a character of desire, we have a character of dedication, and I want to give you this. You are forever on duty. When you go to the beach on vacation, you don't get off servant duty. Yoo-hoo. When you go to the mountains, you don't get off servant duty. You said, when do I get off servant duty of serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? If you don't want to fizzle out, listen to this. He says that character of dedication, you have a forever duty. The only way it's over with is when you draw your last breath here and you're in eternity over there. You do not get out of servanthood. You do not get out of dedication. That desire is focused on Jesus. You have a dedication, and when you're lined up where God would have you to be, you will have another character design in your life, and that character design will be a delight for the word of God. Not only will you have a desire, not only will you have dedication, but you'll have a delight for the word of God. He does what the master wants him to do. You ever heard somebody say, I almost lost my religion? If you could have lost it, you didn't have it anyway. I had a text this week, do you believe once saved, always saved? I said, I believe if you've been saved, you're saved. He said, preacher, I don't like that. I just read the Bible. Do you believe that a man can get down before his face before an almighty God and ask Jesus Christ to come into his life? Do you believe that God can take care of him through eternity? I believe that this morning. Friends, this morning I'm not standing on my words. I'm not standing on my position behind this pulpit. I'm standing on thus said the word of God, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Can I get a amen? He said, I want you to know nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Man, he loves you. And I had a question this week also asked. Here's the question: well, if you die and you didn't, if you died in sin, hell will be your home. Friends, I want you to know you can't live a perfect life. And when you draw your last breath, if you're counting on what you're going to do, you're going to die in sin. You've done something this week. Let this building blow up and we all die. You better hope the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied. You say, well, I'm going to wait right to the end, and you can't get it right. You couldn't get it right, and you can't get it right. Only he got it right. And he said, that's why you're my servants, and you do what I tell you to do. Man, don't you love that? We was up there with them kids, and Brandy called, and she said, 8 o'clock, y'all be outside. And I had a room full of boys with me. Boy, I puffed up, Brother Harold. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm sick and tired of her telling me what to do. And boy, them boys keyed in there, and they said, what are you going to do about it? I said, I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to do nothing. You see, I ain't their youth pastor and I ain't their youth leader. I'm just here to love on them. I'm just here to love on them and tell them that servanthood is what God's called them to be. They've been called to be a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when you become that servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there are going to be some character designs that come in your life. One, you're going to have a desire to do what God's called you to do. Number two, you're going to get dedicated. And it ain't going to be long. You're going to be delighted. You're going to be ready to go to church. You're going to want to go to church. You ain't going to want to do what the world's going to do. You ain't going to want to drink beer. You ain't going to want to do drugs. You ain't going to run around on your wife. You ain't going to want to do them things. You're not going to be that person because you've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not going to want to do them things. You know what's messed up? Eternal security. God ain't messed it up. We have. We're the one dilutes it and poisons it. Because the church thinks they can get saved and live like the world and do what they want to in heaven's their home. Folks, you listen, you'll never find that in the Word of God. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? New creature. Them old things are dead, Brother Jake. Thank you for preaching that the other night. Them old things are dead. There's a new start. Folks, I want you to know, since I've been born again, not one time has drugs entered my body. Not one time. Since I've been born again, not one time has alcohol entered my body. Since I've been born again, not one time have I sat in a chair and got a tattoo on my body. You listen to this preacher this morning, he said, preacher, I don't like that preacher. That's the kind of preacher we need. That when you get born again, you follow Jesus Christ because we are a servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, if you want to be identified with me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. You'll never see Jesus at the honky-tonk. You'll never see Jesus in the local bar, but you will see him in the local body church. Number two, boy, y'all having a good time? Man, I'm having a heyday, I'm telling you. Number one, we endure because we have a character to protect. Number two, we endure because we have a joy to share. We have a character to protect, but we have joy to share. We share our joy with people on a daily basis. We share our joy. I meet a lot of people that's broken in a lot of positions, and I don't go in there doom and gloom. I go in there with joy and tell them that Jesus Christ is my joy. He is my life. He is what he's called me to be. And I want to give you this morning. In verse number two, he says, my brethren. He wrote this to the brethren. He said, my brethren, count it. Count it. Y'all know what counting is, don't you? I know y'all ate cabbage, so y'all have money this year. First of the year, cabbage. Y'all know what money is. He says, count it, brother, all joy. He said, count it when things come your way that you don't like. Count it when things come your way that you just don't understand. Count it when you don't understand what God's doing. And thank God we don't understand what God's doing. He said, but count it. I may have said some things this morning that already stirred your heart, but I want you to know if it's in the Word of God, that's just the way it's got to be. Thank God for the preacher who told me about Jesus. Thank God for the preacher. This morning I want to give you this. Not only do you got a character to protect, but you got joy to protect. If you're born again and living like the world, you do not have joy. You may have happiness, but you do not have joy. Let me give you this. In verse number two, my brethren, count it. Count it up. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Let me give you this. Endure because we have a joy to share. In time of temptation, number one, it reveals our strength. It reveals the strength that we have. He said, I want you to count it all joy. It reveals our strength. We rejoice in our situation. You said, preacher, is trials going to come? And I tell you this morning, they are going to come. You are not exempt this morning. Nobody that's ever been born, I'm talking not born again, but just born, is going to have trials. You can be born again and you'll still have trials. Look what he says in verse number 2. My brethren, count it all joy when they're coming. Trials are coming. Tribulations coming. Things are coming your way that you're not going to be able to handle. How are we going to handle it, preacher? Through Jesus Christ. The only way that you're not going to fizzle out in 2021 is by the blood of Jesus Christ. When you realize you have a character to uphold. A character to uphold. You know when you preach like that, man, I see the faces. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God we got faces. How would you like to see me in the local bar with a Budweiser turning it up? Come on. I was sitting in a local bar and I'm just drowning old long neck. Would you still come to this church? If I cheated on my wife, would you still come to this church? I see some heads going, no way, preacher, you're out the door, son. Katie barred the door, you're gone. Folks, there's no difference in me and there in you. Don't you hold me to a standard and let yourself fall down here. I want you to come to the standard that you've got me at. Hey, I thank God that he's put a standard on me and he's put a standard on you. Well, them deacons ought to live that way. Hey, everybody that's been born again as a servant of Jesus Christ ought to live to a standard. You got a standard. You got a character to protect and to uphold. You ought not do them things. Number one, we got a character. Number two, we got a joy. My joy is full because of Jesus Christ. Let me give you this morning. He says, number one, it reveals our strength. Number two, we rejoice in our situation when it's coming to every believer. But number three, it resembles our Savior. When that joy is coming out of you and you're living that way, number one, there's some revealing going on. Number two, you'll rejoice. And number three, you'll resemble. You'll resemble. If he's your daddy, you ought to look like him. Brother Hayden, the baby's going to be here for long. And that thing's going to look identical to you probably. Boy, that boy's honest. He said, I sure hope not. Man, if you'd have seen me in 2003, 2004, if you'd have seen me 27 years of my life, I'll tell you something, son. If you'd have seen me, there wasn't no resemblance of Jesus Christ in my life. There was no resemblance. I was pushing the throttle to hell just as fast as I could get there. And when somebody mentioned Jesus, I'd push that throttle on just as fast as I could get there. But I want you to know when I met Jesus Christ, my character changed. Some things changed. No longer was I no sire and no good for nothing. But the joy of Jesus Christ come inside of me. And I got to where I could rejoice finally in life. And finally, there's something in my life that resembled Jesus. And I thank God this morning that he didn't leave me where he found me. And I thank God this morning he's not left you where he's found you. Somebody this morning, the Spirit's stirring you right where you're sitting. And you're saying, Brother BJ, you don't know the problem that's in my life. You don't know what's going on in my life. And thank God I don't know. There's only one that matters, and his name's Jesus. But the same rule that applies to my life applies to yours. That book applies to me, it applies to you. And this morning, he says, turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2. I want to show you this morning. Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2. Number one, we must endure and not fizzle out because we have a character to protect. We do. Number two, we endure because we have joy to share. And we have joy in our life to share with other people. And he says in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. I'm going to stop right there. He endured the cross. This week when we was gone, I seen something, an illustration from the first speaker. From the first speaker of the hour. And he shared something, and I want to share it with you. Little old kid something, you probably won't get nothing out of it. Real useless, you probably won't get a thing out of it, but I want to give it to you anyway. He used a quarter in this illustration, Barnes. And when it was over with and everything was over, this is the same quarter, by the way. Then the next night, we go to our room. That night, we go to our room, and that next morning, we get up, and me and Barnes are standing there. And I look down, and that quarter was laid on the ground. This man had talked about that quarter that night. And that, right outside the room, laid that quarter. Here's the other quarters. This is the quarter that I found. It's not going to get mixed up because it means something now. I took that quarter, and the illustration that he gave, I hadn't even used it yet. And I took that quarter, and when we got way up there, as high as you can go, I said, I'm going to see if what he told me was the truth. I took that quarter, and I done what he said to do, and he was dead on the money. And I said, man, what he done was good. But I had to wait till I left the place to see if it was true. I don't want you to have to leave today, this place, to see if it's true. When you leave here this morning, I want you to know what your preacher's told you is the truth. I'll give you an illustration. He said that the sun is some 800,000 miles long, wide across. I tell you this morning, it's 8,640 thousand miles across. That's big, ain't it? That sun, that's a long ways across. And I tell you this morning that this quarter is 1 inch across. Brother David Barnes, I brought this in. He said, you done getting old, preacher. We got you when you was young, you was worth something. Now we got you old and we can't get you gone. He didn't say that, but that's what he meant. He said, we got the best out of you. Now we got to put up with you. Come on over here, David. Can everybody see that? Illustration goes better with me. You ain't getting this one, but you can have this one. Don't never say I ain't gave you nothing. Brother J.D. Sister Kim. Brother Samuel. Take that quarter in your hand. Stand right up here with these, if you don't mind. Everybody there? 6 foot away from this light, probably pretty good, close. This light represents, it's not, but it represents the sun. S-U-N, the sun. Y'all see it? This sun is 800,000 miles wide. You can see it from anywhere. That quarter's 1 inch. That quarter will represent pain, struggle, sin, whatever you have in your life. And you believe it or not, you can take that quarter, and if you focus on that quarter long enough, that 860-something thousand-mile sun, you can cover it up with one little old problem. This morning, I want you to take that quarter, and I want you to look at that sun like this and try to cover it. Can y'all see the light? Don't look at it yet. Just look at the light. With that, like that. Okay? Y'all see it? Now focus on that quarter and cover that sun up. Can you see the sun now because you're looking at the quarter? Can you see the sun now because you're looking at the quarter? Can you see the sun now because you're looking at the quarter? Yes, sir. Can you see the sun? What I'm trying to tell you is in 2021, I don't want you to focus on your problems. I don't want you to focus on your pain. I don't want you to focus on nothing but the Son of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The S-O-N this morning. I want you to focus on Jesus Christ this morning. Now I want to ask you this question here. The further you make that thing get away from backwards, can you see the sun? Push it off. Will it cover the sun up? No. When you hold that thing away, you know what the problem is? And a lot of times in our life, we're holding our problems right here. When all we got to do is look to the sun. Thank y'all. Y'all may be seated. You can have them quarters. I want to ask you a question this morning. You think that's foolish, Brother BJ. You get home, you get you a quarter, and you look up to the heavens. You take that S-U-N that's sitting up there in the sky, and you take that little one-inch quarter, and you look up at that sun. And you can take that quarter, and you focus on that little one-inch so much, that 800,000-mile-across sun, you will never even be able to see it. I believe in 2020, if we ain't careful, back in 2020, we kept looking at our problems and not looking at our high priest, Jesus Christ. 2021, here's our focus of the church. Here it is. I'm going to lay it out before you right now. We've got one thing we're going to do. We're going to be a servant of Jesus Christ. Any problems come our way, we're not going to look at them. We're going to address them and go on. We're going to keep our eyes focused on the S-O-N, Jesus Christ. He said, number one, because we got to endure because we got a character to uphold. Number two, we got to endure because we got a joy to share. And number three, we got to endure because our faith has to be tried. If you want a faith that doesn't have to be tried, you have no faith at all. A faith that cannot be tried cannot be trusted. When it's been put to the fire, it's been put to the test. Folks, I want you to know Jesus Christ will always win out. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 3 and verse number 4. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, or that is complete. Worketh patience so we can grow, and let patience. When we do that, it gets our attention. It reminds us of our weakness, but of His strength. It motivates us to cry out to God so we can endure. James 1:12, you're there. Let me give it to you, James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth. Blessed is the man that endureth. What? Temptation. 2021, I wish I could tell you there's going to be no temptation, but I'd lie to you. Temptation's coming. Things is coming your way this coming up year. And you're going to have to endure them temptations. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. This morning, I want you to get this. When 2020 ended and 2021 started over, it didn't start over for nobody. If you didn't allow it. If you carried 2020 into 2021, you're right in 2020 again. You just got a different number on the end. But I want to challenge you this morning to quit looking at the problem that's so small. I don't care what it is. I don't care. I've mentioned a lot of things this morning. A lot of problems. A lot of things we do. Ain't nothing compared to Jesus Christ. Johnny Hunt said we are big time sinners. He said, but we serve a big time Savior. And that's so true. We are big time sinners. I'm not Paul, the chiefest of the chief. I can mess up in a minute. I can stick this foot in my mouth and nobody's got to even help me. But there's one thing I want to do and I want you to do. I want you to endure this 2020. I want you to just have endurance. I want you to keep pushing. I want you to keep letting God use you. I want you to keep letting God mold you, make you, show you love, show you mercy, show you grace. That your character will be without spot and be without blemish. It's your character. Does somebody get in trouble in here? You know what they say? Hey, preacher. I'm just under shepherd. He says, not only you got a character, but you got a joy. You got a joy. Your character, your joy. Third point is going to be put to the test in 2021. 2022, 2023, as long as there's breath coming out of them lungs, it's going to be put to the test. So my question to you is this. So you don't fizzle out in 2021, what are you going to do about it? You can either continue to look at that little small problem in your life and say, I don't know how I'll ever get over it. I don't know how I'll ever get around it. You won't get around it. And you won't get over it. You got to go through it. All the way through that, when they was looking at that light, they didn't move it around to get out of the way. They kept it around that light. And the closer you get to the sun, the smaller that problem gets. I'd ask you a question this morning. So you don't fizzle out in 2021, what are you going to do about it? Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I love you so much. I thank you for the cross of Calvary. Lord God, I thank you this morning. We don't have to fizzle out. We don't have to get to that state of our life that we're all just, man, there's no joy, there's no peace, and our character don't even show Christianity. We don't have to get there. Father God, we don't have to go to that place this morning because we can just look to the S-O-N. Oh, man, we just keep looking to the Lord and letting Him lead us and letting Him guide us. Lord, this morning, whoever it may be this morning that said, hey, 2020's been rough. 2020's been tough. I'm not going to live this way in 2021. I want a new start. Brother Jake said Wednesday night, I want a blank page. Lord God, you're the author and you're the finisher. You're the only one who writes the book. You started it and you're going to end it one day. Lord God, I pray that our character and our joy would be right where you'd have it to be when the trials come. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All God's people said. Amen. I ask you to stand this